On this team, we fight that itch. On this team, we tear ourselves and everyone else around us to pieces for that itch.
Coming in at 320 kilobytes per second, it's time for Matty C's Sports for you and me.
What the fuck is up? They ain't touching me for nothing. Gang shit is not my business. I ain't not the one to fuck with.
All right, everybody, Matty C Sports, and this will be in the new year. So, and this is episode 125, and I brought in a special guest, Adelaida La Cobra Ruiz. See, I got that down now.
Yeah, you almost got it. You almost got it. No, I'm just kidding. No, you got it right.
Oh, okay. I was
you're
like,
good. No, you're so good. You're good. Thank you.
So we got the champ in the house. She won her last fight September 8th, and that was a great victory against Sonia Osorio in Costa Rica.
Yes.
So congratulations on that.
Thank you.
I did watch that fight on, do they call it DAZN or D-A-Z-N?
The Zone.
So with that victory, what I saw, at least, I thought you just totally dominated that fight. You didn't have to have like a crazy knockout. You did it just the way you needed to, by just excellent. You know, you didn't seem gassed or tired or anything like that in my eyes. Did you feel that way at all?
No, I didn't feel it. No, I wasn't tired. I wasn't gassed out or anything. Yeah, I was in really good condition, actually. I think and I thought I could have done better. I didn't do a lot of things my father, which is my coach, asked me to do, because I was so focused on other things within the fight. So, but yeah, no, I was in really good condition.
And shout out to Juan Ruiz, who is your coach.
Yes.
And who is obviously a great coach. And you improved your record to 13-0. And
yes,
it was just, I thought it was a great fight. And honestly, I'm going to put it in my resume to DAZN, because I think I would have done a little bit better at announcing, but we'll let them know that.
Yeah. So, no, I heard that from a couple of people too, but yeah, I think they did their best.
But, you know, how did you feel with knowing that in Costa Rica, or I don't know if it was exactly Costa Rica, but they told you the points within, was it three rounds? Within,
it was after the fourth round.
Fourth round. How did you feel about that? Like, did you feel indifferent, like it didn't matter? Or was it like, you know, you use it to your advantage?
No, it didn't really matter. I they had already told us before the fight, you know, the WBC representative had told us, you know, after the fourth round we're going to be announcing the points as WBC regulations. So I mean, we were already expecting it, so it didn't really matter. I did use it to my advantage, but it didn't matter. I mean, I was expecting it anyways to come in after the fourth round.
And when I saw you fight, I mean, your strategy was excellent, and your like you didn't have to like go overboard with punches. It just seems like your jab was working excellent, and you just didn't need to use all that power. You just kind of stayed with it and just kept to your game, it seemed.
My game, well, yes, to my game, not my father's game, because after the fourth round, our strategy had to change a little bit, and I didn't. I kept it towards what I wanted to do, which I was so, I mean, I don't know if you've seen our first fight. That first fight me and Sonia had ended in a headbutt, accidental headbutt.
Yep, I saw that fight, yes.
With this second fight, my goal was to keep her away, to just keep her away, not allow that head to come in, which she did headbutt me one time, which wasn't that noticeable, but I was just so focused on her head and to keep her on the outside, and that's what I was trying to do. And after the fourth, fifth round, my dad was like, all right, we're good to go. Let's go for this. Let's go for that. And I didn't listen. I was just totally more focused on her head, not hitting my head, because I just was focused on that. I mean, I think I could have done better, but I'm really happy with my outcome. And, you know, I hear it from a lot of people. They really like how they seen that I was trying to fight her on the outside and being smart about my punches and this and that. So I get really good feedback on my fight. But I'm a woman. I'm a female. We're never satisfied or happy with what we do. So, yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. I mean, when I saw the fight, I mean, I was like yelling at the TV. I was like, come on, let's go. Like, turn it up here. Turn it up here. And it's like, wait a minute. Yeah. She doesn't really have to right now. She's just kind of like, I kind of felt like you were just gliding. Like, you know, like I felt like you didn't have to push yourself to get gassed or tired. You just went with the flow. Yeah. Your fight was just straight flowing. And
Yeah, no, exactly. I just went with the flow. That's crazy. You noticed that I just went with the flow. I didn't have to push myself too hard. I think even my sparring sessions were a little bit harder than the fight was itself. So, yeah.
Well, you know what bothered me is they didn't let you pick like a song to come out to. It was just the drums and stuff. I was like, is this DAZN's fault, or like, is this somebody else's fault? Like there was no walkout songs for either fighter.
Yeah. You know what? No, they did. They actually did. They did make us, they gave us the chance to pick our song. They did. The song they put on for me wasn't my song, and then the viewers couldn't even hear it.
No, that's what I mean. I didn't even think there was one.
Yeah, no, there was one, but I guess their setup was just, I guess, not set up right. I don't know. I have no idea, but I know a lot of viewers told me that they were able to hear the drums more than the songs or anything else.
My God, yeah, those drums were like massive. Like, so that explains it now. Thank you for thanks for clarifying me, because I couldn't hear the songs. I was like, this is not right. Every other like promotion puts songs out, so now it's clear to me now.
Yeah, no, it was there, but it was very low and viewers couldn't hear it. But it wasn't my song anyway, so I'm just happy with that you guys couldn't hear it, because it wasn't my song anyways.
And how does it feel to have two belts?
It feels pretty good. It feels amazing. It feels that I have accomplished some of my goals at this point. I mean, I love how people, you know, look up to me, the little kids look up to me. But it feels good. It feels good, and I want more.
Well, that's I'll go back to our last interview where you said, yeah, I'm happy, but it's not enough. I want to take this whole division out, and then I'll move either up or down. Still true? Yes.
Still true, which I already actually spoke to my promoter, and I told him I need to be busier. I need to stay busy. 2023 needs to be busier for me, because 2022 wasn't it. You know, it wasn't it. I feel that there was lost time there. So I did ask him, you know, 2023, I'm willing to go up on weight. I'm ready. You know, if nothing's happening, if they're not willing to let go or not, you know, whatever it is that we're going through right now at the moment with some of the belts, I told them if the opportunity is open, which was open last year in November, they had offered me a different title in a different weight class. I told them I'm open and I'm ready to go. It don't matter. You know, like I'm time is clicking. Time, we can't recuperate time, you know? So yeah, no, it's still true. I mean, I'm willing to, I'm ready for the WBC, against Gonzalez. I'm ready for the IBF, but there's still fights pending in between that. My fight can't happen with them yet, but we'll see. It's a lot of politics involved.
Oh, trust me, there's good and bad politics in boxing. Yeah. And I've heard both.
Yeah.
There's a crazy, dirty and a clean side to it, I know.
Yes.
So the next thing I want to ask you is Ashley Gonzalez. Are you looking to fight her, or is this
she's actually supposedly there. She beat the champion, which was Juarez, and they actually have a contract to do a rematch. Depending, you know, their contract was based, if there was a draw or somebody lost, their rematch was a mandatory thing on their contract. Gonzalez team already has reached out to us, and they are willing to fight me. They are willing to come out here to fight me, but they have that mandatory rematch with Juarez that Juarez keeps postponing on her. So she's like, I don't want to wait. You know, I'm ready to defend my title with Cobra. Let's do it. Let's make it happen. So I don't know. Like I said, there's stuff in between that they have to work on, and you know, time is just clicking. But no, yeah, that's a fight that I'm really looking forward to, and hopefully it does happen.
Well, I have to say, out of a lot of respect for that, because guys will duck away from these challenges, and for you guys to basically agree, like, she's trying to get a title defense and then somebody else is ducking her and you're like, okay, well, let me know and I'll fight you. Like, I respect that. A lot of guys are like, oh, well, I'll fight this guy who's 12-17, which some people consider it like as a journeyman, but no, that guy could beat your ass because of that experience. You could be 9-0 to 10-0. You know, but like, I respect the women are somewhat more hungrier to fight than the actual guys are ready to fight.
We are, because there's not that many fighters to choose from. You know, there's not that many to we could go based on. So yeah, we time it clicks, and we want those titles coming in.
That was like with Clarissa Shields and Michaela Meyer. I messaged you and I said, who do you think's gonna win? And shocked to everybody that Michaela Meyer lost, but I wasn't surprised. Or it wasn't Michaela
Meyer. Wasn't surprised? No, no, it was Clarissa Shields on that card, and then Michaela against I can't say her last name and I don't want to mess it up.
Yeah, I said the wrong name, period. But I was talking about the girl who fought Michaela Meyer, and she came up and won. And it's like, that's not a shock to me, because she was calm and collected. I think Michaela Meyer was over the top, like, ridiculous, and she was too concentrated on, like, trying to dig. And then, like, you didn't do it in the ring, so, you know, like, it's what happens. And then that girl was hungry.
Yeah, she was hungry. Alicia was hungry.
That was a great fight.
I mean, it was a great fight. It was a really great fight. It was a good fight. Like 1 to 10. Yeah.
This is where I, like, honestly, I've seen your fights, and, you know, the last fight I saw you was great. And do you yourself think you should be in that rank to be on ESPN, on Showtime, on, I don't even know if HBO has boxing anymore, but any of that?
That's it. No, I do. And I know I feel that I have the experience to be out there. I mean, I'm, you know, I fight pretty smart. I know what I have to do in the ring. I know I could give a show to everybody, you know. Yes, my fighting skill depends on my opponent all the time, but I know I could give great fights where people are going to be like, whoa, you know. I have the power behind my punch that knockouts are possible. You know, not every female has that within themselves. I know I do have it. So I know I mean, it's possible for me to be in one of them big stages, and that would be, it would be a great fight. I mean, people will see more of who the Cobra is.
And I would love to see like a co-main with you on the card. Like, you know, you're that high caliber to get to that point. And some don't understand, like there's so many fighters, just like MMA, there's so many fighters, but they're those special ones that are like, damn, you're going to see this woman in Madison Square Garden. You're going to see this woman in Vegas. You're going to see this lady in Japan. Like, you know, like the sky's the limit. And that, I think they need to promote female boxing to like a higher level to get this sport integrated with the men's boxing, because they're just as exciting.
Yes. And I think that's what's needed the most. The support, yes, one, and the women boxing to be promoted. Remember Ronda Rousey, how they were promoting her everywhere. Nobody knew about her, but the way they were promoting her and the way they invested in her, it was like you'll see her in every billboard down the high, you know, down the freeways. You'll see her in commercials. You'll see her here and there. There'll be posters of her. So the way they invested in her and promoted her made her come up. And nobody knew who she was until everybody is like, who is she? You know, like, and I think that's what the promoters for her did. They were able to promote her the correct way and invested in her a good way where she could do what she did. And that's what we need in boxing as well.
And, you know, I do believe that Marv Nation is doing an excellent job in promoting you themselves. I just think it needs to go higher, because I've seen, like, in my fan following, in my show, people are starting to look at you and people are starting to like what you do. And all the way here on the East Coast, like, there's appreciation for your fights and appreciations for you. So, I mean, I think it's great, because I'm like, yeah, like this woman talks to me and like, we just shoot the shit about boxing. But like, when this girl's in the ring, she goes and get it. Like, this needs to be known, not just here, but over there. So like, that's what I like about my fans, is they see a true grinder and, you know, they appreciate your style of fighting.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. And like I always say, the support is what we need the most. So once people support me and they, you know, cheer me on, it motivates me even more to do, hey, you know, I am doing good. I am, you know, I'm going to keep doing this because people are watching.
And all this time being a full-time mom and, you know, like boxing and, you know, I remember you were telling me, what was it? You just got off of work and you were taking your daughters to, what's that great place? No, it wasn't great. It was, I forget. It was like an amusement park.
To Knott's. Like,
yes.
Yeah, Knott's Berry Farm.
Knott's Berry Farm. And you were like, yeah, I just got off of work. Like, got like 2 hours sleep.
Yeah, no, no, it's like I tell everybody, it's like it was so, because I had my children back to back. I have three, and it was so hard when they were little and I wanted them to grow up, and I did have a little time off, and now they're teenagers. So I'm like, oh my gosh, it's like starting all over again. It's so hard, you know? So I'm like everywhere with them.
Do you have your kids train with you?
The youngest, a 12-year-old. Yes. He trains with me. My daughter comes randomly here and there. Today she came with me to the gym. So here and there, she doesn't do it to pursue it. My youngest does. He wants to. I'm actually getting his license to fight amateur next year. So he should be fighting next year. Yeah. And then the oldest doesn't.
Oh, is he gonna be the mini Cobra?
He's the mini Cobra, yeah. We call him Chocolatito since he was a little kid. He used to look like Chocolatito.
Excellent, excellent. I'm glad you're like passing on the sport too to your son. That's yeah. really cool. Oh, so he's in and double what trouble I like because about he's got him you.
Oh yeah, for sure. And sometimes
and your dad.
Because he's 5'4" and a half. So we're at the same weight class. Like he's 110, I'm 115. He's 5'4", we're the same. So we spar together, you know?
That's excellent. So and he's got good. Your dad too. That's like a force.
Mm-hmm. Yes. What I like about him is that it's natural for him. He does it naturally because he's just like me. He loves the sport. He fell in love with the sport. So I love it. I always told him, like, I'm not going to push you to do it. You want to do it? That's but he's a natural. He has it in him. Like, you could tell. It's awesome.
That is excellent. Have you cut down on work time to train more, or is it still, like, the same grind?
Oh, it's still the same grind, but now that what we're doing different, Lee, is that my dad retired just recently. So instead of training in the evening, right now we're training in the morning. So I'm waking up a little bit earlier, 3:30 in the morning, to be here at 4 a.m. To leave by 6:30 and go pick up my kids, drop them off to school, and then go to work. Then after work, I have to come back to the gym and help my dad train the rest of the kids here. So...
Oh my God, you guys are hustlers. You guys are hustlers. And congratulations to your dad on retirement too.
Thank you. Oh yeah, thank you. He needed that.
So, yeah. I mean, it seems like in the La Cobra world is good.
Yeah. Still get adjusting to the time change and everything, but yeah, no, everything's good.
So, what's your... like main goal in 2023, just continue to get as many fights as you can, or like what's the prime number you want for fights, like between
for fights? I would love to fight 4 times next mm-hmm. year, but if it's at least 3 times will be great. I'll be happy with 3 times next year. Yeah, 3 fights, 3 different titles. I mean, if possible, maybe a defense between, but I'm looking forward to the WBC and the IBF next year, and hopefully it happens.
Excellent. And when are you coming up with Cobra stuff? I've been waiting.
I know. I'm really trying to work on it. Me and my brother have spoken on maybe, you know, us doing our own things, you know, at home. And so I'm working on it, though. I'm working on it because people keep asking me, and I'm like, I don't know. Wait, hold on. I have one of my sponsors actually helping me out to see, you know, who can we use as them to be the ones to do it for us. And we're working on it, though. We're working.
That mock-up was fire. I did tell you that.
The what? The which one?
The mock-up you had that I think it was a like a track jacket look.
Oh yeah. Hopefully soon we'll have something out. Yeah, hopefully 2023 is my year and everything will go good and better.
So with my final question to you, La Cobra, is for this coming year, do you expect, you know, looking forward to, you know, not only work with Marv, but potentially get on a card on ESPN or Top Rank, Showtime, anything like that?
Yes, hopefully it happens. We, me and my dad already spoken about it. So hopefully 2023, you know, yeah, we'll stay busy, but something that we have we'll be talking to more nations about, and hopefully, you know, that could happen and it could be possible.
Excellent.
Being open and talking more. Yeah,
I love it. So again, I thank you so much for coming on the show. You're always welcome, and Thank I really you. Hope to see more of those belts on your office table right there.
Yes.
I'm sure they're coming. I guarantee. They're gonna put on ESPN First. Undisputed, and you're gonna have like four belts on this side.
God first willing, and yes, it does happen. So we'll be waiting. We're patiently waiting.
All right. Well, thank you so much. There's a reason why I have Champion sweatshirt on is because, come on, I'm talking to the champ.
Thank you.
So, everybody, this is Maddie C Sports for you and me. This is my friend right here, Adelaida La Cobra Ruiz. And look out for her on any, whatever fight she has. Subscribe to it, buy it, do it. Because this lady's going to be a champ soon.
Thank you.
And we'll talk to you soon.
Yes.
Thanks for watching Matty C Sports for You and Me. Make sure to follow Matty C on MattCameron23 on Twitter, Matty C23 on Instagram, and subscribe to Matty C Sports for You and Me on YouTube.
What the fuck is up? They ain't touching me for nothing. Gang shit is not my business. I ain't not the one to fuck with. I bring the flow with lyrical stamina, rapping a million miles. One pun, I'm an animal, then I'm a cannibal, taking my pick and I pounce. Bold and serious, cold amphibious track, murderer. A cup I need by no one, so I got my back. Vertebra, the heat is up, extinguisher, I got the track burning up. Don't think to touch, 6 feet's enough to get the match to combust. Diamond, strike it, ignite on any given surface, silent, callous, symbols that come from.